Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everybody, welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello.
Another fan of Metal Gear Solid.
Oh mate, I've been playing through them all again. I finished one the other night. I started two last night.
Good lord.
I hope you've got some really good news for me today.
Well, I mean, the thing is a Metal Gear Solid 6 good news? Because we know it's not Hideo Kojima.
No. But...
So let's establish the groundwork, and we can talk about the potential of what Metal Gear Solid 6 might be.
Yeah.
So basically, on Colin Moriarty's latest podcast, he has a podcast called Sacred Symbols, PlayStation podcast. On his latest episode, it was about Games of the Year, and he was doing a whole thing about Castlevania and Konami. And then when he was talking about Konami, he said, something seems to be happening over at Konami. And he dropped a little tidbit, a little morsel, and it's the way that he said it.
which, it's like, not what he said, it's the way he said it.
It kind of is also what he said, because he kind of lays it out. So he was discussing this stuff, and he was on about Konami getting back into the industry again. And he said that we're already going to get a Metal Gear Solid 6. We know that. I think it's in development. I think they've talked about that. They haven't talked about that.
They haven't.
So,
well, to be honest, when you sent me this morning, mm-hmm. I thought the same thing. I thought, they've definitely mentioned this before. Someone somewhere in the industry has mentioned this, and then I couldn't find it.
I think the only thing that they did, I think Konami have mentioned, different parts of their American localization team have mentioned that the IP is active.
Yeah.
But then that nearly always just led to pachinko stuff. Every time the subsequent announcements after that were always Metal Gear comes back as a pachinko machine, Snake Eater's cutscenes are being redone for a pachinko.
Yeah.
And so it was always just that, and the only thing that we got after that whole active thing was Metal Gear Survive.
Yes.
So like the idea that there's another numbered installment seems to be the next proper Metal Gear, because I don't even count Survive.
Well, this is the weird thing with Konami. Obviously not making a proper Metal Gear 6 is leaving money on the table, because of course not having Hideo Kojima is going to take a huge blow to whatever sales they might have had, but that will still sell well off name brand alone, even if it's just a curious buy from people like me and you who want to give it a go because we love the franchise and see what they've done with it. But at the same time, Konami, as Moriarty kind of mentioned, hasn't like been in the business of making actual games for a while now.
Yeah.
They've been focusing on their pachinko machines, they've been focusing on their re-releases in Metal Gear Survive, these more budget titles. So if he's correct and what he's heard is correct, and that they're actually ramping up production on what we would class as AAA games again, then yeah, absolutely they need to make a Metal Gear, because it makes the most business sense.
I mean, it's weird as well, because very recently, if you check out on Polygon, there's an article by the one person translation team that translated the first Metal Gear Solid, the first 3D one on the PS1, and how many different script tweaks and additional elements that were put into that script by the translation guy, not by Kojima. Apparently Kojima really didn't like that, which is why he demanded to have full control going forward, which is why the series was then way more off the rails. You know, I need Scissors 61 and Metal Gear 2. But like that whole idea of, you know, the magic of Metal Gear didn't 100% come from Kojima. You know, he always had a writing team, he always had people to bounce ideas off. Maybe there's a way to do this, maybe there is. I don't think it will,
well,
but you never know.
It's one of those difficult things. Obviously Kojima Productions, what was formerly Kojima Productions, had a hugely talented team of people, like you said, artists, people who did the music. I've forgotten his name, but he was so good. He did the music for Metal Gear 1 through 4.
Well, Harry Gregson Williams.
That's him, like there's so many other parts separate from Kojima that are integral to making that series a success. But at the same time, all of that was overseen by one core vision. That makes sense.
Plus, all those dudes went to Kojima Productions and are now on Death Stranding.
Also very true.
So I don't know. I mean, it's not... Well, maybe not all of them. They're a considerable amount. I mean, Kojima apparently cherry-picked some different people and went to Kojima Productions. Assumedly, there would be some people left behind.
Yeah.
That assumedly have been there long enough to know what the essence of Metal Gear is and how they take it forward. Another thing, though, when I was just Googling like anything Metal Gear 6 related, Donna Burke, who's the singer who did Sins of the Father on the Metal Gear 5 soundtrack. Now, this has been disproven, or she sort of amended what happened. She tweeted tweeted out saying, I'm doing something for the fans, kept you waiting. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, so something Metal Gear related is happening. She was then asked by a podcast called Metal Gear Mondays, like, is this relating to a new game? She said no. And she said, I'm taking inspiration from Jordan Vogt Roberts, who's doing the Metal Gear movie.
Right.
Or he's trying to get the Metal Gear movie off the ground. Yeah. That still hasn't been officially confirmed, but he's been leaking lots of artwork. He got the original cast back. He got Paul Eading, I think, plays Campbell, to do like an announcement about it coming. Things like that. So there's little like Metal Gear scuttlebutt coming, and it seems like different people who have played a part in the series before seem to have the energy to give it another go.
Yeah, I mean, everyone seems to have, like, David Hayter always posts pictures of him meeting up with like the original voice cast and stuff. I think there is a drive to see more of this universe. I think there is a way to do it. And it'll never be the same. If we just accept that it will never be the same as the original 1 to 4, because even 5 itself was fractured because of the working relationship between Konami and Kojima. If we accept that, and hopefully if Konami get a great visionary team behind it, no one's ever going to do the same thing as Kojima, but if they get a solid team behind it, a solid set of creatives to make it, it might not be bad.
Solid A. Do you know what's weird? Which I just thought of. David Hayter really didn't like Kojima last I checked in with him.
Yeah.
Not that I've done it. But there's a video with David Hayter where he's being interviewed about the process of being replaced by Kiefer Sutherland on Metal Gear 5. He really didn't like that because he wasn't even consulted. He was just told, hey, by the way, Kiefer's being Snake now. Yeah. And he was like, what? And so, like, yeah, there's a whole thing. If you look up, I can't think of the name of the video, but it's David Hayter talks about Kiefer Sutherland being Snake. They didn't end on good terms. And Hayter has been Snake since, but it's only in things like Bomberman and I think he voices him in Smash. He's proud to be the Snake character, but it seems like there's this whole thing of the history of Metal Gear where Hayter thinks that Kojima got annoyed with the fact that Metal Gear was being associated with David Hayter and Snake and not Kojima as a creative force.
Interesting.
And so that he thinks, well, there's a lot of rumors around why that sort of fracture is there. My thing was going to be,
go on.
What if Hayter comes back now that Kojima's not there?
I would need a change of pants because that's just so good. I love David Hayter and I love all of his voice work. And that would be awesome. And yeah, they did end on bad terms. I think there is one. It might be blasphemous to say it, but Hideo Kojima, as great as he is, and as much as I love that little man...
he's a very small man.
He's a very small man. He isn't without his faults. The way he binned off David Hayter was really bad. The fact that it seemed like he had long held us, not a grudge against him, but didn't like his work, and then just sort of sacked him off. Kiefer Sutherland was bad and not very good, but then the stuff inside the games themselves, I know no one wants to hear it again, but Quiet wasn't great. Okay, I liked her as a character, but that design was kind of dumb, and he has a lot of indulgences, especially in Metal Gear Solid 4, that I think, you know, you could trim away. Like, there is so much. I like them.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you might lose what Metal Gear is if you do that.
Maybe. That's the problem, because although Metal Gear Solid is so good, it is the good and the bad. It is the indulgences and the things that were so tight and perfect. And when you do take it away, it isn't the Metal Gear Solid we know and love, but there's no reason to say that something else can't exist alongside it. I think, I don't know, it's if they bring a... Right, okay.
Go on.
Here's my question, because I'm wrangling this in real time and this camera looking at me. If they bring it back, Metal Gear Solid 6, it's going to be numbered that.
Yes.
Do you bring back and continue the story of, like, Snake? Or do you just start again within that same universe with separate characters and do their own thing?
Someone called Scott Taylor did a whole article on this. I did ways you could do Metal Gear Solid 6 without Kojima. I want to do this as a video, but we haven't got around to doing it yet. But yeah, I think there's a whole bunch of ways you could do it. I think you could delve into the boss's time in World War II, the whole thing with the Cobra unit. I think you could do a prequel. You could do the whole thing that leads up to Snake being like a green agent and going into Metal Gear for the first time, going into Outer Heaven.
That'd be good.
You could, because then if you brought David Hayter back, you could literally have him get on the dock and say, kept you waiting, huh? And then you would do that whole stupid meta thing.
I mean,
and you could do that. And you still call it Metal Gear 6, the timeline in terms of numbered to where it is, and the timeline is fractured anyway, 3 years before 1 and etc.
Yeah.
So there's all that. The thing, talking about the eccentricities though, in terms of Kojima, that's the thing, that's the reality of reading that Polygon piece. I love Metal Gear Solid 1, it's my favourite in the whole franchise, and that's the one that Kojima didn't have the hands on with as much.
Mm-hmm.
I love what the series became, I love how stupid it is, but it's weird because one of the things that I love the most is how cohesive the original one is.
Yes.
And that came from someone who, you know, grew up in the West and knew Western language tropes and just knew how to write a more cohesive story. And in a way, I love that. But I think you do need both. But it makes me wonder. I think, in terms of subject matter, I would hope they do something that's essential, like the boss or, you know, Snake, but I don't know.
I think I've just got what I want them to do.
Go on!
Because when Metal Gear Solid 5 was coming out, the big theory was that the final act of it was going to be set on, I think, Outer Heaven, and recreate the original Metal Gear.
This guy right here thought that.
Me too. Did. Maybe it was
Why would David Hayter not be in it?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. That's what we all thought. We thought thought that Solid Snake would be, you'd finally play as him and you would take down Big Boss, or at least the Venom version of Big Boss. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen, but I want to see that happen. Then I think you get, like, you have the base there that is Kojima's through and through. You have the original story, you have, like, the original setting, but then you have a new team to sort of realize it. It's still set in this universe, it's still connected to it, but we haven't seen that, or at least most of us. I haven't played those original MSX games.
I have, but they're not very playable.
They're not Metal Gear Solid. They're not Metal Gear Solid, are they?
Yeah, not at all. I mean, the thing with, if you go back to those 2D ones, they're funny, they could go back as, like, an archive piece, but if you go back to Metal Gear 2, not Revenge of Solid Snake or whatever it's called, the one that was made without Kojima altogether. He left the franchise, and then Konami were like, this makes money, so they did another one. He came back, did Metal Gear 2 Solid Snake. If you look at that, that is pretty much a 2D version of what would then become the 3D one, in terms of the plot beats and the setup, and you need this key card for this and whatever. But I think that is, like, fervent ground. I think that obviously that laid so much groundwork in terms of terminology. Stupid stuff like Big Boss and just random terminologies and boss characters and everything. For me, if you did a full-on HD 4K version of that material, I would still totally take that.
Me too.
Doesn't make sense that it's called Metal Gear 6, but you never know.
But has this franchise ever made sense? There was one point where, no, because at one point Kojima was going to call Metal Gear Solid 2 Metal Gear Solid 3.
Was it?
Doesn't make any sense, because he was going to name it after the tallest skyscrapers in Manhattan, so he was going to just jump an entire sequel and call it that.
What, and then fill it in later?
The guy's a madman, all right? I love him for it, but he's a madman in the fact that Metal Gear Solid 5 isn't really called Metal Gear Solid 5, it's called Metal Gear Solid V.
Yeah, V. But that's because of the whole plot revolving around Venom Snake.
You know what? Then if that flies, then I can come in and say Metal Gear Solid 6 is a continuation of Metal Gear Solid 5. At least it's ending, so it works, because we're rebooting it and we're going to this.
The thing that I want, because we've hit the mark, we need to get out, let other people do their random news. And the thing that I want is, there's one boss character from the first Metal Gear called Shoot Gunner. And I want to fight a man called Shoot Gunner. In fact, all the bosses from the first Metal Gear have terrible / amazing names.
Shoot the Gunner, shoot the gunner.
Give me that in 4K for the sake of money. Good, anyway, but let us know anything down in the comments below if you're even remotely excited for a Metal Gear Solid 6, and if it's even possible without Hideo Kojima. For now, though, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye. We broke the fourth wall a few times there.
We did.
Broke right through it. Hey?
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.